The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
97.3 The Sky.
Always live on the free Odyssey app.
Oh, good morning. Happy, happy day, my friends. And it is a great one. We're going to make it even better because I'm going to say happy Veterans Day. Thank a veteran if you get a chance. Doesn't have to just be on this day. Also, happy birthday to the Marines. That would have been official, what, yesterday? So belated, but not too far behind the curve there. But
we weren't here yesterday, so there's
we couldn't do it then.
Right.
So. Thanks to all our veterans. You are absolutely appreciated. And good morning. It's 8:07. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. We got plenty of headlines to get to. Some of Trump's big picks. I can tell you he's not on the list all of a sudden. Nikki Haley, no surprise there. But no. Mike Pompeo out too. Interesting. Gators lost a tough one to Texas, 49-17. But like I said, we'll dig into all that. But first, we've got a very special guest with us. You know, highfalutin politician, he still finds time for the little people and his other job. Mm-hmm. He's a police chief for Santa Fe College. Ladies and gentlemen, Chief Ed Book in the house. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Bob and Greg. Thank you so much for having me on this Veterans Day, and I appreciate you mentioning thanks for all the veterans who have served both today and in the past all over the world.
There are great events going on probably in all the counties of the area, but we know for sure big ones in Alachua County, Marion County, and I'm sure more than just that. But we've got another event that we want to actually talk about and promote that is coming up Thursday morning. Run, walk, or roll with the cops. Tell me all about this.
Well, I appreciate it. So what this is Thursday, not Saturday, this Thursday morning. This is a community policing, health and wellness, great celebration where we basically walk, run, or roll, meaning anybody can participate with us for just an hour or so at the track at Santa Fe College. And what we focus on is some of our most vulnerable populations. So the differently abled, those with special abilities or disabilities. And if you're very young or perhaps you consider yourself old, come celebrate with us.
So even if you don't consider yourself old, if you are, be honest, and then go celebrate with them. Run, walk, or roll Santa Fe College, and it will actually be at the Santa Fe College track. I think most people have an idea, but what's the easiest way to kind of get to it? Because you'll probably have signs up for parking.
Yeah, well, there'll be no problem with parking, right? This is a Thursday morning. Yeah, the easiest way to get it, come up 23rd Boulevard from Millhopper or come down 39th Avenue. Find our ball fields, and you'll see the track. We will have signs. So there's no reason someone can't get there and spend an hour with us, spend a little time, get healthy, eat some donuts maybe to kind of counteract that.
You didn't tell me that.
That's right. We don't want to be too healthy, so we throw in some donuts.
Well, but it is. But you are accentuating, you know, getting out in the fresh air, everybody, a little bit of exercise is good, and interacting with law enforcement. I know Santa Fe College, you know, the Leos there, you guys are well, it's your event, but there's going to be local law enforcement from the surrounding area as well, correct?
Absolutely. This is really a collaborative public safety event. So Alachua County Sheriff's Office, Gainesville Police, Bradford County Sheriff's Office, some of our more rural partners, Stark Police, not Stark, but University of Florida Police Department, Gainesville Fire Rescue, if you name it. If it's public safety, they're going to have a vehicle there, something interesting to see, some tables, some free giveaways. Very worthwhile to come on down.
You'll even have some T-shirts, I guess. Get them while they're hot and free, because there'll be a limited amount, right?
I don't know that they'll be hot, but they will be free, and it'll be first come, first serve. So if you're one of those first maybe 100 people that walk around the track with us, by all means, you're getting a free T-shirt to take with you.
Well, if you put them on top of the Krispy Kreme donuts, then they'll get hot. So get them while they're hot. Maybe it's the donuts, I should have said. Get while they're hot. And you also have Target, thanks to them, Gainesville Health and Fitness, helping to sponsor the event. You're going to have music out there. And so 9:30, what if that's pushing the time for some people? They can't get there right away. They're still going to be able to go and have fun?
Absolutely. We just hope folks come down anytime, basically by 9 a.m. We'll have vehicles around the track. We may even have some old muscle cars down there. Again, we say walk or roll, because this is not a race. It's not time. This is really people come down, enjoy some time with us. If you can come down between 9 and 10:30, we'd love to have you.
And there's absolutely no cost. This is not a fundraiser. This is more of a community get-together. Like the chief said, this really addressing the most vulnerable in our community. And I wondered how a lot of people are going to make it on a weekday at 9:30, but you've got some local school participation as well, right?
We do. So we've invited like some of our communities right across the way, both the Villages and the Windsor. We've invited our students from Sydney Lanier. We've invited some of our Takachali residents and clients. And really important, we do a lot of things with our Special Olympics, those Olympians, these athletes. And I know we're going to have some Special Olympics medal-winning athletes who are going to come join us that morning.
Wow. So, yeah, there's something for everybody. It's going to be a good time. I believe the weather is going to absolutely cooperate. It's going to be gorgeous and perfect on Thursday. Maybe a little cooler, I believe, if I have it right. Thursday morning could be just a little cooler than we've seen, which is a great thing if you're going to be running around a track, right?
It's certainly time for us to put the summer behind us and the winter in front of us. So if the temperature cools off, more the better. But again, this is a morning event, so it should be fine no matter what season we're walking in.
Well, look, Santa Fe College, no stranger to having big events. I know every year you have something big going on at the zoo. You got the art festival that is, you know, downtown. Usually that's the location. But is there anything else you want to share with us and tell us? Because we know there's great things always going on at Santa Fe College. It's not just for, you know, young people getting out of high school. You're serving the entire community with what you're teaching there. And I guess maybe for today, let's highlight, you know, what veterans can do. What does Santa Fe have to offer veterans coming back?
This is such a great question, because Santa Fe, remember, they're really, it's Santa Fe Community College, so everything they do partners with our community, and that's a real thing. So you talked about veterans. At Santa Fe, we have something called VMSS. We love acronyms. We love letters. Veterans and Military Support Services. We have a division that does nothing but support those who have served and make sure they're successful in their careers, their technical education, getting a degree, using the GI Bill. And while I'm not part of that, I'm just proud to say I'm at the college and I see the areas that we have that support other facets of the community, exactly like you were talking about, our veteran division. And we have many veterans who are at our community college.
And people that are recently retired, there's classes that you can take just out of sheer enjoyment, or you can get a whole nother skill set and maybe continue with a different career. Maybe it'll be more along the lines of volunteering, but you can make yourself just that much more valuable if you get some education under your belt. And Santa Fe's been doing a great job. I haven't kept up with it lately, but I've got to tell you, it's been, I think, number one or in the top five in the country for years as far as rankings go for Santa Fe.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that. So we are not within the top five. We are the top. So Santa
Again?
Fe. No. A few years ago, Santa Fe got this award for our articulation, our education, all the things we do well. It was a big national award. Said we were the top community college amongst over 1,100 in the nation. But once you get that award, you can't get it again. So we're number one forever, no matter
number
what.
Number one
but
forever.
They can't,
they, that's
they,
good.
They can't provide it to us again. But this is the real deal. So thanks for pointing that out.
Oh, no. It's and look, you know, my daughters went to Santa Fe, got their educational start there, and they've done extremely well. And I got to give some credit there where credit is due. And Chief Ed Book, we always appreciate you and what you're doing. So thanks for getting the word out on this. Run, walk, or roll event at Santa Fe Thursday, November 14th at 9:30. Go out there, have some fun, free of charge.
Thanks so much, and you all have a good week, and thanks for, again, pointing out the veterans on this Veterans Day.
Absolutely. Well said. It is 8:15. More headlines, more information, more news. It's all coming your way next on 97.3 The Sky.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
11th day of the 11th month, Veterans Day. Thank you, veterans. Thank you very much. Good morning. It is 8:20. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Some of your top stories. I mentioned this earlier. Big picks. Nikki Haley will not be on the president's staff. And this was kind of a surprise to me. Mike Pompeo apparently out. I thought, you know, they were like two peas in a pod, and I guess that's not the case.
Yeah.
And I guess with Don Jr., there's some issue there, I guess, with Pompeo. I don't know what it is, but yeah, it looks like he's not going to be in there, according to, you know, something that President-elect Trump put on X.
That it must be true.
Yeah, it's like, you know, yeah, thanks for your help, and, you know, see ya,
yeah.
Basically.
See you, bye.
All right. Whew! Gators got beat up a little bit on Saturday. Texas, I mean, Texas got a good team. 49-17, it is what it is, as they say. But Miami was upset. They lost to Georgia Tech.
Mm.
Georgia Tech, I mean, through the years, they've thrown a wrench in a couple of operations, you know? And yeah. You never know. You never know with them, but they won 28-23. And then Georgia, a top-ranked Georgia, loses to Ole Miss, who, by the way, Ole Miss has got a great record, and they got a strong football team. But, you know, Georgia was definitely favored. But Ole Miss put a little beating on them, 28-10. And Jacksonville's like, no, we don't want to score more than 7 points in an NFL football game. No, we don't.
Is that how you go into a game? Is that the mentality?
I mean, that's one of those, you know, over-under. You want to bet the under on the points? Because total points scored, 19?
Wow.
That's pretty under.
Yeah.
That's underperforming, but that's another thing.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the Jags lost to Minnesota 12-7. And, again, Minnesota's got a good team. Yeah, the Jags, I mean, held them to 12, but you got to put more points on the board.
Yeah.
Bucks lost to San Francisco, heartbreaker. And I felt it's my fault. I guess it's my fault.
Really?
Yeah.
How's that?
Well, you know, the Bucks should have won the game. They were going down with limited time on the clock, and you know, fourth down came up, and they wussed out, very un-lion like, you know, more Buccaneer like, and they said,
is that wussed out? Is that a technical sports term now?
Here's
no coach ever. Well, coaches have said it all the time, but here's how.
Let's just play for a tie,
and then someone has to tell them, no, there's no ties.
Right,
you're going to overtime.
Yeah,
it's San Francisco. Let's beat them right now.
Right.
Let's beat
them
right here, right now.
Yeah.
Let's make our stand.
But
no.
Yeah.
Nope. Bucks kick a field goal.
See, it's all tied up.
Yeah, and you left time on the clock. And you've got this kid Purdy. You've got a Christian McCaffrey back in the lineup, who's always good for extra yards. So, sure enough, there goes the 49ers down the field. But it's my fault because Moody, their kicker, missed 3 field goals. And I looked at his face, and I just felt so bad. If he misses another one, he's going to not do nice things to himself, maybe. You know what I mean? I mean, I felt bad. So I must have, the good Lord must have heard, you know, a little prayer, and I said, maybe some things are bigger than the Bucks. And and this guy Moody kicked the field goal and won the game for him, so it turned it all around for him.
So
I can't help it.
It's all on you.
Well, I'm a compassionate man. I possess empathy.
Yeah.
Maybe not as much humility that should be attached
so
to those things, but it's in there.
Yeah, not so much.
Look at the ingredients. Greg, I told you it's in there.
It doesn't have to be the number one ingredient, but it's on the list.
0.02% right next to arsenic.
Yeah. Why is that in stuff we eat? I'd like to know that.
It's just, you know, a little bit of it maybe is good for you.
Oh.
I don't know. I don't. It's naturally occurring, like all over the place, to the ground.
I'm calling RFK Jr. right now.
You do that. You get on that. Hopefully he will turn things around. Yeah. Oh, by the way, my Lions did beat the Texans 26-23. The Texans with these pajama outfits, this red and
wow.
I don't know what. I don't know
it's
what that's supposed to be.
It's kind of a futuristic look, though. Kind of like if you watched an old Tron movie back in the day or something.
Yeah.
It's a little spacey in the future, but it's a little less bulky looking than they used to be.
Yeah.
It is different.
I mean, to each his own, you know. I guess you could say spice it up. But it was this kind of brightish red in the shiny helmets. And it just, I don't know. It didn't look like the Texans to me. I mean, you know, it used to be the Texans, you know. A guy ran out on the field, the same guy could jump on a horse or a bronc, and you'd not skip a beat. You're like, I see that. But these guys wearing them red pajamas, no, you're not going to see them on rodeo day unless they're playing the clown.
Ooh.
Yeah. Now I got myself in trouble there.
Yeah, probably. And hey, that being a rodeo clown, that's some tough work right there.
Yeah, it is. Very
you don't get there, yeah, that's some tough work.
This is kind of a weird story, but I didn't make it up. I share information with you.
Okay.
Remember John Hinckley Jr.?
He
attempted to assassinate former President Ronald Reagan.
Yep.
Okay.
Remember that day well.
And he basically, I mean, what, he spent a lot of time in one of the state hospital type facilities or whatever.
Yeah.
And he actually had to respond to requests he had of John Hinckley Jr. to assassinate President-elect Donald Trump.
That's just,
I mean, who would
crazy.
Be so, like, disturbingly sick to, for him to find that out, like, somebody actually said it. Somebody actually, you know, requested that. Now, of course, they didn't think he could or would, but...
But you don't know with these lefties.
Well,
I mean...
He said, I would never do that. I am a man of peace now. And he wrote that on X, Please stop with all the negative comments, he said. His post, Hinckley's, comes months after Trump survived two assassination attempts on his life. So see, this, as far as I know, the idea of an assassination should all be always be a sensitive kind of subject. Mm-hmm. Not exactly something that, you know, you could or would joke about. But who are these bozos that actually, like, you know, reached out to him in one way, shape, right, or form, wanting him to do that?
Just
absolutely sick. Breitbart News' Nick Gilbertson previously reported that Hinckley was set to be released from court supervision June of 22. And remember, he also shot White House Press Secretary James Brady.
Oh, that brought us the Brady bill a little later on.
Yep.
Yeah.
And also a Secret Service agent as well. Bob Price from Breitbart previously reported Reagan had left the Washington Hilton after making a speech, and right before he made it to the presidential limousine, Hinckley opened fire. But, I mean, isn't it sick that somebody would...
Yeah, it is.
Say,
yeah, they've got a problem. One, that they would, one, insinuate or encourage the assassination of someone.
Of any president, yeah.
Of anyone. And the fact that you're actually doing that to this guy who considers himself well and in a good place, you're dragging that up again. And that's sick in itself, I think.
Yep.
Yeah.
America being attacked under the Biden-Harris administration. That, according to Academy Award-winning actor, we'll get into that. We'll dig into that, tell you who that is, and a little bit more information on it. Most important thing today, it's Veterans Day. Please thank a veteran. Try to attend one of the veteran-related events nearby. It will be very much appreciated, I'm sure. It's 8:28. Don't forget, you get the Bob Rose Show podcast wherever you normally get your podcast. Just click on subscribe. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. It is 8:34. It's also Veterans Day. Thank you, veterans. You don't have to wait till Veterans Day to thank a veteran, but certainly would be nice if you get that opportunity today to follow through on that, the 11th day of the 11th month. Thank you for your sacrifice. A lot of people I've talked to before said, I didn't do anything. Yeah, you did. You signed up. Mm-hmm. You were there. They very well could have called on you, and you didn't have to sign up, but you did, and that's appreciated. And thank you, because America would not be the same without your service. John Voight, he's a conservative.
Oh, yeah.
He said America's being attacked under the Biden-Harris administration, according to John Voight. He's won an Academy Award. He addressed fellow Americans in an emotional video celebrating Donald Trump's election victory, calling the president-elect our hero and a champion of we the people. It's a one-minute clip that garnered more than 3 million views as of Sunday morning. The Hollywood legend expressed his joy and support following Donald Trump's recent presidential election win, calling it a turning point for America. In the heartfelt video, the 85-year-old actor attributed the victory to the grace of God and your prayers and your truths.
So you think he and his daughter, Angelina Jolie, will be, you know, sitting around the Thanksgiving table talking about politics and the big red win and all that? You think that'll happen this year?
It's possible. It's possible. But I was telling someone, you and everybody earlier, that... who was it? It was ABC, I think. They had a, it wasn't. I'm sorry. It was MSNBC. Joy Reid had a psychiatrist on.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, if you have family members that voted for Trump, now you don't have to spend the holidays with them. Mm. You don't have to talk to them.
Wow.
It's like, huh, uniters and dividers. And again, there's more evidence of who is who, or
I just don't remember, you know, pre-Trump, the reaction to him from the left and everything that they've, I just don't ever remember the screaming and the shouting and, as you put it, the wailing and gnashing of teeth when your candidate didn't win. We all went home disappointed, but this crazy stuff, and I guess, you know, everybody wants to be a social media star and get a bazillion likes or something, but man, sitting in your car, banging your head on your steering wheel, You don't look too smart. Just saying.
Trump derangement syndrome. Yep. It is real. We witnessed it. And unfortunately, people still suffer from it. And it is mostly based on falsehoods, lies, exaggerations, and hyperbole. But it is what it is. The Yale psychiatrist that was on with Joy Reid, she said, yeah, like if you're an LGBTQ person and you know someone in your family voted essentially against your rights. And then she says, or you're a woman knowing that this man was calling people the B word. Oh, okay. Look, voted essentially against your rights. LGBTQ people, are they having their rights trampled on because Donald Trump's going to be president again?
I don't believe there have been any discussion of that during the campaign, no.
No. Now, if you're referring to those of us who have said it doesn't make sense to have biological males competing against females, but that is protecting the rights of women. And last I checked, there is a whole lot more women than there are biological males who want to compete with them. So for safety reasons, for reasons of logic, no, it's not a good idea.
How about decades of the women's movement to get equal rights and be able to have their own teams?
You can just flush the toilet on all that if if you allow the trans folks. And again, can you have an opinion without it being mean-spirited or hate-filled? Mm-hmm. And the answer is absolutely. This is not a hateful thing.
No.
This is pretend. Look, I had a sister that competed in athletics. I wouldn't want to have seen her have to go up against a biological male. I've had daughters that have competed. Same thing. I think a lot of people see that and they understand that. It is not being mean to somebody who has some issues with their biology versus who they think they are or want to be, okay? Do it with a level of compassion, but just say, no, we're not, it's not going to be acceptable. There's a safety factor there and a fairness in competition. Look, if you're winning state championships as a biological male in the women's division, that just proves the point. It absolutely proves the point.
Why there's a difference.
Yeah.
And you're stealing opportunities
yep.
and wins from the gals. That's all there is to it.
Yep. Let's see here. Yep. When it comes down to money, economics editor John Carney said Friday on Fox Business Network's Kudlow that President-elect Donald Trump will have the power to remove Federal Reserve Chairman Powell once in office. And, I wasn't sure how that was going to work because didn't Powell say, I'm not going anywhere?
Yeah.
Guest host David Asman said, look, Secretary Powell was talking yesterday about fiscal responsibilities. And, of course, some people wonder about the responsibility of the Fed to inform Congress and the White House when they're not being fiscally responsible. But he just, just roll the tape and I'll get your response. And Powell in this piece said, the U.S. federal government's fiscal path, fiscal policy is on an unsustainable path. You've got a very large deficit. You're at full unemployment. I'm sorry, you're at full employment, and that's expected to continue. So it's important that that it be dealt with. It is ultimately a threat to the economy. And then Asman said, where was he with the rollout of all the deficit spending of the Biden administration? Remember when they said, I get it. You put some of those COVID dollars into the economy to try to shore things up.
Yeah.
And you knew that would have a negative impact that would come back at you in the form of inflation. But it was sort of like a little bit of a bridge or a lifeline. Like, we got to do some of this because there are some people and businesses, et cetera, that are hurting. Then they did that whole second one.
Yep.
And then they slapped us in the face by calling it the Inflation Reduction Act. What? Such an insult. And then you saw inflation just go, whoo! It just ramped up like, bam!
Mm-hmm.
Trump will be in charge. Trump is already helping to make things happen. And he'll continue to do that. And he really wants to hit the ground running. So good things are coming, my friends.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like they are. All right. What else do we have going on? Not familiar with this, but I've seen the this Wicked. I've seen it promoted, but I'm not that familiar with it. Are you?
Oh, yeah. Actually, it's another version of part of Wizard of Oz, dealing with, kind of precursor, I suppose. It was a stage production, and the movie comes out this month, actually. We'll be in theaters.
Well, apparently, actress Wicked star Cheryl Lee Ralph is an unrestrained fan of Democrats in general and a Kamala Harris supporter in particular. So she's appealed for calm and sympathy in equal measure as President-elect Donald Trump begins to prepare for return to the White House. She took to social media, X, and to share her fears of Trump's triumph while exposing a dim view of those Americans who voted for him despite despite all the things that the Hollywood elite members said, all the crying and gnashing of teeth and all that. If anything else was supposed to have happened, it would have happened. Now we really see America. We really see what America is all about, and it's frightening.
Ooh.
We have seen from time immemorial that people will vote against their best interest every single time. It is sad, it's disappointing, but maybe after this we'll learn something. Americans vote against their best interest every time, she said, every time.
But if it's every time...
So Obama was bad? Was that against everybody's self-interest?
And then Biden?
Yeah, Biden and Bill Clinton and all that.
Yeah.
Every time, she said.
Makes no sense.
No, it doesn't.
It works for both sides.
Yeah.
That makes no sense.
And, I mean, we really see what America is all about, and it's frightening. Yeah, people decided that, that fetuses should live and that groceries should be affordable. That's frightening.
Oh, very frightening.
People believe that, the rule of law was important and then safe streets and safe neighborhoods, was important. That's frightening.
What about that world peace thing?
Oh, that's frightening. That's just plain frightening.
Oh, scary
world
stuff.
World peace.
Scary stuff here. These people.
Well, I'm just hoping that somebody who is well-known will have an epiphany and will come out and go, man, I can't believe it. I was brainwashed.
Mm-hmm.
I snapped out of it. I get it now. And maybe help other people.
That'd be great.
To snap out of it.
Help your friends there.
Yeah. It is 8:45. Greg Cassidy's here. I'm Bob Rose. The show rolls on, and we're here for you on Veterans Day, just like the veterans were here for us. Thank you, veterans. 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. It's 8:49. 11 minutes until 9 o'clock. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Happy Veterans Day. Yep, Greg and I decided to work. It's the least we can do. Veterans have definitely sacrificed for us. Compared to this gig, we have it a lot easier. So thank a veteran. And you can do it in person because there are many veteran events going on. We know at Veterans Kanapaha Park, that is just off Tower Road in the Gainesville area, in the Alachua County area. And then you got Fort King Street. They've got the Veterans Park there where they have a lot going on. In fact, yesterday they unveiled the big the family what statue, I guess you would call it. Really, really well done. And my understanding was a pretty good turnout there, and I would expect nothing less. And it's one of the things that brings our communities together is that we love and support our veterans indeed.
Yep.
Then there are veterans of... what they've done with their lives, like racing cars. Yep. Bobby Allison, veteran race car driver, you could say.
Oh, yeah.
Passed away at the age of 86.
Wow.
And that's because Bobby Allison was like, that was like a household name, even when you were very casual, follower.
Sure. You knew who he was.
Bobby Allison was definitely on that list. Well, for good reason. He was the fourth winningest driver in NASCAR Cup Series history.
Wow.
Yeah, and in case you don't know, and I apologize, I knew Richard Petty was one.
Sure,
okay?
Right.
David Pearson was two.
Well, that's a name from the past.
Yes, yeah. Yes, it is. And then Jeff Gordon, three. Oh,
okay.
So, you know, only they have more wins than Bobby Allison. He tied for fourth on the all-time wins list with Darrell Waltrip, and that is just, he's a name synonymous with it. And his family put out a statement. Bobby was the ultimate fan's driver. He thoroughly enjoyed spending time with his fans and would stop to sign autographs and have conversations with them everywhere he went. He was a dedicated family man and friend and a devout Catholic. So Bobby Allison, rest in peace. He was 86. So it's a household name, you know, when you're a kid.
Yeah.
And then
you realize how
he dies and he's 86. You're like,
how's that happen?
Hey.
How does that happen?
Hey now.
Yeah.
That ain't right.
He should be like 50 and we shouldn't be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or he could be 70.
Yeah, and we'd
be like, okay.
Yeah.
But which, I don't want anybody to die at 70. Don't get me wrong.
But it's that whole math thing and how it affects us.
the ticking, what used to be a ticking talk is ticking, tick-tock clock is now.
Yeah.
Like a ceiling fan. There goes time. Mm. Nick Bosa. I cheered for this guy.
Yeah.
Even though he went to absolutely the wrong school. It's one of those, what are they, Buck Nuts or what? Nut Buckies or what do you call them?
I don't know.
Oh, right between the Buckeyes. Yeah, something like that.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, all kidding aside, Nick Bosa, he's the one that did a little jump in front of the camera with his MAGA hat on. Mm-hmm. Well, he got in trouble for that, folks. Yeah. Hey, did Kaepernick get a fine when he took a knee? For the national anthem way back when.
I don't believe anything's ever happened to him except that he should have gotten a Kleenex sponsorship for all that whining and crying.
But yeah, really?
I don't believe he did.
Nick Bosa appears to have found another way to express himself and his support for Donald Trump on the field on Sunday, this time performing what appeared to be a Trump dance after sacking the Buccaneers quarterback Baker Mayfield. I mean, at the expense of my Buccaneers, but still, a little Trump dance.
Yeah.
And I wonder, is he going to be in trouble again? Because you know he got fined.
Right.
He got fined $11,000.
He got fined.
Because he was wearing a MAGA hat. I mean, do you know how many times the TV interviews have been interfered on by, you know, players having a good time with their fellow players usually? It happens all the time. All the time. And so when he popped up behind Brock Purdy wearing his MAGA cap, that's no big deal at all. But apparently it was for the NFL. What do they call it? The No Fun League?
Yeah.
Yep. But I guess Bosa did his dance. And unapologetic, by the way, for his Make America Great Again hat that he wore. Probably happy to pay the $11,000, which is, you know, in NFL dollars, not the same thing that we relate to. It's like a whole different
money. Yeah, it cost you a whole lot more to buy a commercial with, you know, with that happening, you know. So, just saying.
Well, Trump was getting them for free because
exactly.
They gave Saturday Night Live spot, let Kamala Harris go in there and do basically a free political ad.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Transgender player Blair Fleming is steadily breaking women's volleyball records at San Jose State. Despite the growing number of people, actually the growing number of opposing teams that have boycotted games in which he has played. For instance, the loss to San Diego State on Saturday, Fleming achieved his 250th kill shot, a record that is unparalleled in women's volleyball, according to the Daily Mail. And it's not the first season that Fleming has hit the 250 mark. He achieved that record in 2022 as well during his first year with the team. The record is notable, especially since San Jose State has sat out seven games this year because opposing teams have forfeited rather than play against him. Nevada, Utah, Boise State, Wyoming, and Utah State have boycotted their games and have refused to play. Mostly because the team say that Fleming's participation is unfair due to his physical advantage and because they fear for their safety due to his greater physical strength.
Agreed.
And if 250 kills, meaning unreturnable shots. So just think, the 250 mm-hmm. opportunities to smash somebody in the face or skull
yeah.
with a volleyball moving at very high velocity with the strength of a male behind it.
And you're taking away their records. That's just not right.
That
is just not right.
No.
And who thinks that it is? I'm sorry. The people who are running some of these leagues and organizations, man, I don't know what your deal is.
I guess there's just, yeah, and some people are just so fearful that, you know, we have to do the politically correct thing. It's like, why don't you do the physically correct thing? You know, protect yeah. the physicality, protect mm-hmm. the players.
Yeah.
I remember it was always, well, you know, safety, you know, it's better to be safe. But all of a sudden they tossed that out the window. Because they were afraid they were going to be called names. The 9 o'clock stretch is up next.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.